Restore water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter. First aid and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network. We hear on the news that the rebels there are consolidating their position in Libya. Who are the rebels, ladies and gentlemen? Who is financing the rebels? How do you get a rebel army with automatic weapons, all the weapons of war, machine guns, sophisticated machine guns? Where do you think they come from? Do you think that people go out to the local gun store in Libya and buy their automatic weapons? And then who pays the rebels? Why this whole uprising in the Middle East is obviously being financed by the Bank of England and by the CIA, and certainly Lloyd James's talk we referred to many times admits that the Bank of England is financing the terrorists in North Africa, and this whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill. Of course, the ultimate goal is to overthrow all the existing governments in the Near East, the Middle East, and establish the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical Muslims in control. So we'll have another enemy. Just like we created the German enemy, we financed the Nazi movement, we built the weapons for them, we built the trucks and the planes and the tanks that were used so they could kill American boys at Normandy. And if you haven't read the books we have on this subject, America's Nazi Secret, written by a man who had a security clearance three levels above top secret, that's John Loftus, Professor Sutton's wonderful book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, and then Charles Hyams' book, Trading with the Enemy. You need to get it. You need to understand how the system really works. Well, it worked for Germany. We financed communism from its inception, the best enemies money could buy. And now we're creating the Muslim, the vicious and radical Muslim movement led by the Muslim Brotherhood that was financed from the by this MI6, British intelligence, going back to 1928. Well, what's happening in America? Why, now the word is out. FEMA has purchased over $1 billion worth of dehydrated food. They're planning for a major crisis. In fact, that's why it's increasingly difficult to get freeze-dried food from Mountain House and other large suppliers, because FEMA's buying it all up. Why are they buying it all up? Because they know there's going to be a crisis. But, of course, they can't tell the American people. Barack Obama has announced he needs to be able to control the Internet in case there's an emergency so that people can't find out what's going on. That's what it's really all about. To see how effective this would be, now they already have the law in place, see how effective it would be. Janet DePaulo got a warrant so she could turn off three Internet sites being used for terrorist purposes. They pushed a button and accidentally, just accidentally, turned off 82,000 internet sites. Do you think that was really an accident? Ladies and gentlemen, they're lying to the American people. They're preparing for the dictatorship. But we've got to have a dictatorship because if we don't, those radical Muslims that we're financing will take away our freedom, which, of course, is really all being funded by the Brotherhood of Darkness, this effort to establish a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. And going along with that is the coming collapse of the American economy. And with us this morning, Lindsay Williams, and of course we're going to review and go over what he has been told through the years. But in the middle of October of last year, Lindsay called me and told me he had had a talk with Mr. Fromm, who had told him that in 4 to 6 months, that would be at the present time, there would be a major conflict in the Middle East. And Lindsay asked, you mean a war with Iran? No, a major conflict. Now, Mr. Fromm is dying. He has no advantage in not telling the truth. He said the price of oil would be going up to $150 to $200 a barrel. Do you know what that's going to mean to our economy? Do you know what that's going to mean to inflation? Do you know what that's going to mean to the cost of things you're buying in the stores, to airline tickets? Do you understand this is all planned? But they can't let you know that. It's just happening by accident, or is it all planned by the people who run the world? I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can call them whatever you want. Or Lindsay Williams, you pick up the story.
Dr. Stan, thank you for allowing me to be with you today. It is so fascinating what is happening in the Middle East. I use that word fascinating because, as you know, by the providence of God, many years ago I had the privilege of being the elite, the chaplain to the elite of the world. As a result for these 35 years, I've kept in touch with some of these people. And to look back now over the things that Mr. Fromm and others told me over these years, I can see the developing story of what's happening in the Middle East today, literally before our eyes, seeing things take place that were told me back 35 years ago. And then, of course, having the privilege to being on your show just after I was told that within 4 to 5 months' time there would be a crisis in the Middle East. And I asked the gentleman, I said, is this going to be, and you had asked me to ask him this, is the reason I did that, by the way, is there going to be a war with Iran? And he just, you could almost hear him over the telephone smiling, and he said, Chaplain, I can't say that. He said there's going to be a crisis in the Middle East, and they would not tell me where, but I knew that they had something in mind. Now, since the listening audience probably is fascinated by what's going on, I would like to go back and give the background to this so that you can understand everything that's taking place in the Middle East has been planned for years and years and years. But unless I give some background onto this, you'll have a very difficult time understanding. Now, I would not have myself have understood all that's going on over there had it not been for this. This really begins, and I'll have to go all the way back to 1901. There was, and the first major oil find was called Spindletop. It was in Beaumont, Texas. And this really was the beginning of crude oil being used as we know it today. Now, as a result of that massive oil find, the first one ever on the face of the earth, called Spindletop, as a result
of
that...
Hold that thought, Lindsay. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Lindsay Williams, he's describing the initial discovery of a large pool of oil in Texas in 1901, and then from there, of course, the discovery of massive pools of oil over there in the Middle East. But you go right ahead, Lindsay.
Fortunately, Dr. Stan, I had the privilege, by the providence of God, of actually sitting and talking with some of the top oil people of the world about really where all this began. So let me give, as I can, as quickly as possible, some background and bring you up to what is happening in the Middle East, the rest of the story today. It all began, really, for the oil people of in 1901, when there was the first major oil find on the face of the earth in Beaumont, Texas, called Spindletop. Now, it was at that time that the four major oil companies were formed: Texaco, Shell, Standard Oil, and Chevron. Now, keep in mind that the very next year was the first time the first assembly line automobile was produced by Henry Ford, and that was in America. And then in Germany, Mercedes produced the first assembly line automobile. At that time, crude oil, or I should say gasoline at the gas pump, was 15 to 25 cents per gallon. We kind of dream of wishing we were back in those days again. But it wasn't long after that, in fact about 60, 70 years ago, that oil, crude oil, was discovered in the Middle East. Now, bringing us up to the Middle East, and what's happening over there right now. Oil was discovered in the Middle East. These four major oil companies that were formed as a result of that first oil strike in Beaumont, Texas, back in 1901, Texaco, Shell, Standard Oil, and Chevron, they found that the oil was in the Middle East, became aware of it, and the Arabs didn't have any way of producing those oil fields. Remember, they had been nothing but nomads roaming the deserts riding camels for years, as long as anyone knew. And all of a sudden, oil found there, the four major oil companies of those days actually divided up the Middle East, the Arab oil-producing world as we know it today, which now we know as OPEC, even though OPEC didn't exist back in those days. These four major oil companies divided them up, and each one took a country and went and produced those oil fields because the Arabs didn't have the money to do it. It was at that time that a gentleman, whom now we can use his name because he has passed away just recently, Mr. Ken Fromm, he was 80-something years of age, and as a young man, he was given the job of going to the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, that part of the world, and producing the oil fields for what is now Atlantic Richfield. Back in those days, it was Standard Oil. He did. Now, that was, 60 years ago. We come down to today. The major oil companies produce the Arab oil fields, and the agreement was We will produce them. We'll build them. We have the money to do it. You don't. And you pay us back for what we have built. They did, just as they had said they would. Then let's come down a little bit further. Somewhere in the 70s and 80s, we had a Secretary of State by the name of Mr. Henry Kissinger. I'm just giving facts now and bringing you up to this so you can understand the picture of the Middle East. And Mr. Kissinger, our Secretary, when he was Secretary of State, traveled abroad to each of these oil fields and these people who had just come out of riding camels out in the deserts and all of a sudden had the opportunity of the world before them. And he said, we would like to cut you a deal. Now, this is so important because it tells you why the American oil fields have never been produced. I would have never known this had they not given me the background to this. And we actually sat and talked for hours sometimes about it. I was fascinated. So Mr. Kissinger said, we'd like to cut you a deal. We will produce your oil fields. We will buy oil from you. Now, our American companies have produced your oil fields. Now you've paid them back. We will buy oil from you. We will not produce from our own oil fields in America. And in turn, we are requesting of you, if we do this, we are requesting of you that you take a certain portion of what we buy oil from you with, the American dollar, as sound as the dollar. Nothing was as strong as the American dollar back in those days. The whole world admired it as the reserve currency of the world. And he said, if you will turn around and buy our treasury, our Federal Reserve T-bills, our issues of notes paper, and he said, with a certain portion of what we buy oil from you with, isn't this what a setup, what an intentional sabotage of America? And it began so many years ago, all intentional, and they knew what they were doing. And sure, they agreed to this. Why shouldn't they? After all, nothing was as sound as the American dollar. It was about this time that OPEC was formed. This is the oil-producing countries of the world. And every major company joined it. And they cut the deal with Kissinger. This is the reason why America's oil fields have never been produced. It was done intentionally. Why did Mr. Kissinger want them to buy the T-bills and our Federal Reserve issues? The reason he wanted them to buy it is because the T-bills, the Federal Reserve notes, pay the interest on the national debt. Now, I know you've got to follow along. It's early in the morning, but you've got to follow along close on this because it's really not the national debt that's the issue. I know we have $14 trillion national debt today, but that national debt is never going to be repaid. There's no way in the world it could ever be repaid. And that is not the issue. But the issue is that the interest on the national debt must be paid, and it's paid by countries, China, the Middle East oil-producing countries, super wealthy people, buying the T-bills and the paper issues of the Federal Reserve. And this began what was the debt spiral of the United States of America, and it was all done intentionally. They knew it would happen. At this point, something else began to happen that you will easily look back in history and see and understand why what's happening in the Middle East today is happening. At this time, China.
Intervene there for a minute, Lindsay. The oil companies financed the environmental movement. The oil companies financed the environmental movement. Why would they finance the environmental movement that would block them from developing the oil in our country? Because they wanted an artificial shortage. So they blocked nuclear power. They blocked the development of all the massive oil fields we have here because they didn't want any, they certainly didn't want any competition. They wanted to control oil production all throughout the world. Until you understand the reason we haven't developed certainly the Arctic Wildlife Reserve, the North Slope, the other oil fields Lindsay's going to tell you about, is because the Oil companies have been financing, and then they got the government and the foundations to finance the environmental movement. But until you understand this was done intentionally to prevent the development of oil here so they could get the price of oil up, once you understand they want the shortage to drive the price up, that's what you're witnessing today. And that is what's going to destroy our economy, not by accident, but by intent. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
A financial advisor, who is a licensed financial advisor, friend of mine, brought it to my attention, and I was fascinated again to see the progression of this intentional deception. He said, Chaplain, do you realize that 401Ks, now you know 401K program's in trouble, our retirees, pension funds, all the rest of them. He said the 401K plan was formed at the same, in the same year that Mr. Henry Kissinger went abroad and cut this deal with the Arabs. I had never realized that. I knew what was happening in the oil field because they had told me this. But the 401K plan was devised that same year that Mr. Henry Kissinger went abroad. Every bit of it was a plan to bring America to the point it is, as it is today, of massive indebtedness. Now, there was another part to this entire plan that was explained to me, and at the time I really couldn't understand it, but I see it so plainly today, and you do too as we go along. Mr. our President, Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, shortly after this, shortly prior to this, was the ambassador to China before he became the President of the United States of America. Before that, China had been a closed society. The Great Wall separated it from the rest of the world, and they didn't want the rest of the world. But when George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, Mr. New World Order himself, was an ambassador to China, he decided to open up China. He saw the masters of the people. He saw the potential there. And it was about this time that China was opened up as a society, and little by little, our industry began to be moved abroad. Folks, are you seeing the total picture here? What's happening in the Middle East relates to so many things that I was told back in those days. And now I'll bring you up to the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, 1974, 5, and 6. And I will never forget in 1976, the part of the chapter that's in my book and written entitled Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind. I was one of the few people on the face of the earth that watched that day, along with some of the elite oil people of the world. And I recorded it in my book 35 years ago. If Gull Island doesn't blow your mind, this will. Largest oil pool discovery on the face of the earth. And I remember that day after we had watched this, and I was so excited because now we could produce all the crude oil from America's own soil that we would ever need. We wouldn't have to be dependent on the Arabs and OPEC oil-producing countries. I had not the slightest ramifications of what this was all about. I was just beginning to put the pieces together. And I said to Mr. Fromm that day, Ken, why don't you release this oil to the American people? Let them have it from our own soil. And I'll never forget his answer. I did not understand it at the time he gave it to me. He said, Chaplain, this about Gull Island has been classified. We will not release this oil to the American people until, folks, are you ready? And I recorded it in my book, Energy and On Crisis, 30 years ago. So you've got to know I'm not just giving you something off the top of my head. He said, Chaplain, we will not release this oil from the Gull Island field until we have crude oil to the price where we want it to go. At the time, I did not know where they wanted it to go. He told me before he passed away where they wanted it to go. They want crude oil to go to $150 to $200 a barrel. Now, in 1976, it was $32 a barrel. We could not even comprehend. I couldn't. As the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, I couldn't even comprehend crude oil ever getting to the point of $150 to $200 a barrel. Then, in 1980, I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, gave the story of Gull Island, and as many of you know, after my book came out, Atlantic Richfield became so angry with Ken Fromm that some very unusual things took place there, which I won't take time over the broadcast today to give. We've just given it in our new DVD series that we're presently producing. But let me come down to the timeline. I have been given the timeline that the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Then I came on Dr. Stan's
show. I think you have to define what they mean by dollar be dead. What do they mean when they say that?
Dr. Stan, I have had, over these years, I've learned to listen to what these people say, and I've learned not to misinterpret what they say. He did not say to me the dollar will be non-existent. Now, folks, you have to think in terms of the elite in order to be able to understand what they're saying to you, their buzzwords. They did not say the dollar will be non-existent. They said the dollar will be dead. For instance, gasoline, night before last, in our area, went up 12 cents per gallon overnight. The gasoline did not go up in price. The gasoline is still 4 quarts to the gallon. What happened was that the dollar diminished in its purchasing power overnight at 12 cents.
Hold that price. We'll be back in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, with Lindsay Williams.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We the people of the United States. It's.